Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality.
Episode 23, when you connect to fairy energy. Currently for me, believing in fairies comes down to the feelings of compassion and respect and the joy of being in existence. And I want to talk about this currently in January because I feel it is a great presentation of something that can be small but very refreshing and lead you to really big, open, magical spaces when you think about fairies or fairy energy. And I want to backtrack a little bit and talk about this podcast. The reason I call it Nature Spirituality is to make it inclusive for anyone who feels connection with nature beyond the physical, so emotionally, spiritually, and beyond. And the focus is not on specific belief systems, but to have a space where the more universal experiences of connection with nature can be shared and nurtured and cherished. I am a pagan, so I still have the name Pagan Companion in the podcast. And my content still has that core, but I try to open with the more universal day-to-day life experiences rather than the teachings or information on practice or studies. It's more about how spiritual experiences show up in our lives. And of course, through such shared experiences, each of us can find stories or narratives or belief systems that will lead us down to different paths, pagan or non-pagan. I feel like fairies is one example that it's a topic that can be both very, very universal, open to interpretation, or it can be very specific to cultures and belief systems. And in this episode, I want to talk about the very generic aspect of it. Because fairy energy, to me, at the broadest and the least limiting sense, is the energy and personality of our environment. We often have feelings when we go to a place or see something, or even about a living being. And I think all these can be explained as fairy energy if you want to. Often, even in pagan communities, fairies can be sort of a more diminished aspect, maybe a more childish or silly topic, or sometimes they're just visualized into fantastical creatures. And I think in this way, they become more like toys and lose their power, but they can be powerful. And that's why right now, I'm calling it fairy energy. I have a few examples of how, just in really routine day-to-day, I experience them. When on a cold and gray day, and I can't tell if it's rain or snow flurries coming down, and I wonder what's in the air also, just falling down and dancing along. Or when our cat goes crazy and chasing light shadows, I wonder what else is in our home that might be interacting with our cat. Making herbal tea or even adding floral syrup, I treasure these ingredients, and I wonder if by consuming them, I can reach back and trace back to the plants and species or the land that shared their bearings. Or if it's the full moon and I look to the balcony and wonder what spirits will journey by moonlight and pass by our home and our windows. So, of course, all these ways of enjoying our environment could be described as fairies or not fairies at all. But I think opening up to this concept is a very helpful way to open up to magic in the everyday lives, because it's accepting that there are things we cannot see or there are things we cannot comprehend, and we live in a humble admiration of the world. And it's also honoring the rightful existence and even consciousness of things beyond just people and pets. And these beliefs can take very little effort. Once it's just settled in the back of my mind as a feeling, as a foundation, it's very easy to connect to them in the most normal activities, like brewing tea or cleaning up a mess in the kitchen, an offering of milk and cake on the balcony for the fairies, or even that feeling when you're out there in nature or in the balcony or even just in the room. And I would talk to someone in thin air when I'm feeling bored or frustrated, or just throw out musing and questions and wonders, just voice them out and throw them into an open world. I feel like that's all expressions of us sensing something more to a place, a thing, or a being so deep and specific, and we try to describe it with personality, with stories, and that's how they kind of condense into fairy personality or fairy stories. And perhaps we don't really need to put shapes and images to them. Our natural human activities becomes more joyful just because there's this really subtle belief and awareness of this possibility of something that's not really, really tangible. So when I really want to express or experience the feeling of joy, I think of fairies. When I feel I need to honor myself or the world around me, I think of fairy energy as an inclusive idea. Those beings who are neither good or bad, neither always beneficial or always evil. They're just very lively and full of life force, and they can be so small or so grand. And I open up to say I believe in fairies, or I like to connect to fairy energy. The result of such beliefs and such connections is ultimately compassion and respect for other things, the unseen, and the joy for us simply being here. And I hope the same beautiful feelings flow to you in whatever way that you believe or you feel you need to see. And that's it for this episode. I'll see you in another episode.